It's totally free. And that's one of the perks of this. And that's why we do this, because we want to let everyone access live music, especially in rural areas.
The Lovegrass Music Festival at Lake Wilson is scheduled for August 10th, 11th, and 12th this year. Organizer Amy Regal stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I am continually pleased with how successful our festival has become, and we've gotten more notoriety being a nonprofit, and just our branding has gotten really good, and we've been able to partner with some other organizations that's really launched us into a different type of space, doing events throughout the year, which we talked about with Brett Strait here in the spring. We did a fundraiser here at Defiance, and so we hope to do things like that. But yes, our main goal is to provide this free music festival that is coming up in 2 weeks. It's just kind of our big culmination of events throughout the year. And so, yeah, that's coming up. So we're going to talk about that today.
Excellent. Yeah. You mentioned 2 weeks. It's August 10th through 12th. Let's start talking details. This is out at the Wilson State Lake, right?
Correct. It's at Wilson State Park. We're in the Hell Creek area. So if you are familiar with the state park, it's in the larger part of the state park, pretty close to the marina, Lake Wilson Marina. We are just to the west of there. And so if you pop on our website, there's actually a map that will take you directly to that area.
Excellent. And what's going to be the featured bands? What is the music about
right.
this year?
So this year, we typically have about 6 headlining acts. We have music from our festival actually starts on Thursday the 10th. We don't have bands hired to play that evening, but we usually start out with kind of a social event. We actually have some donations coming in from Stockyards Brewing in Kansas City. They're going to kick it off with a Stockyards social. We'll have an open mic starting about 6 p.m. going through about 9, and then we're going to have open jamming from 9:30 to who knows when. So if you play an instrument, bring it out, bring a chair. If you don't, just come on out, bring a chair, and we'd like to do some picking and grinning. Also, the next night, Friday, we usually have workshops in the mornings because it's pretty cool yet. Then we have a couple of our grant funding provided to do certain educational type workshops. And so we'll do those Friday morning, Saturday morning. And then our headlining acts will be Friday night and Saturday night. We have our headliner Friday is Arkansas. They're actually from Arkansas. Figure it. That's funny. Isn't that weird? But they had actually came out last year for the first time, and they were a crowd favorite. So they will return. And then Saturday night, we're going to culminate the night with Fireside Collective. Music starts at 5. We do go through about 11. So we have 2 other bands each night. Front Porch out of Arkansas on Friday. John Depew, he is from Arlington, Kansas. Andrew Morris is a gentleman who's going to play with him. He's in a band called The Match Sellers out of Kansas City. They're great friends of ours. And then Saturday night, opening for Fireside Collective will be Weed of Skirts, great female group out of Emporia and Lawrence areas, and then Whiskey Mash Band from Kansas City and Lawrence as well.
Fantastic. I love that it's such a diverse lineup, even though it's all in this kind of bluegrass genre.
Right. You are very correct. So we have anything from kind of more of like a progressive type bluegrass, where they get a little bit more into the instrumental type jamming, to harmony singing. Weed Skirts, they will blow your minds. They absolutely slay on their harmony singing. Whiskey Mash Band, they're going to do some more traditional blended with more progressive type bluegrass. And then we asked John Depew, he and one of the other females in Weed Skirts, Alexa Dawson, they in the past we've done a singer-songwriter social event, and they have been participating in that for the last several years, and we've promoted them to the big stage. And so John Depew is a multi-instrumentalist. He actually plays, I think, 4 or 5 different instruments, and he is a wonderful songwriter. So you get that aspect, a little bit more folk type music. I heard you guys talking about folk music earlier this morning, so he would fall in that category. And bluegrass and folk kind of blend together quite a bit with the whole songwriting.
Let's talk about tickets. And this is a free event, but I know you have tickets, right?
Indeed. Yes. So we don't require it, but we really, really ask individuals if they plan to come out to register. That is on our website, lovegrassmusicfestival.com. You'll see that right off the bat, or you can go to /register as well. You can find those as well as on our Facebook page. But basically that process, just you go in, you put your demographics in, indicate how many tickets you would like. We do ask for donations if you would like. If you feel like you would want to give a certain amount for your ticket, you can do that online. And we actually do make a really reasonable amount of money doing that. So that keeps us sustainable from year to year. And so we want to thank those individuals who feel it is within their ability to do that. But if it's not, it's totally free. And that's one of the perks of this. And that's why we do this, because we want to let everyone access live music, especially in rural areas. But yes, you can log on. The other reason we ask people to do that is because when we write our grants, it's very important for us to have demographic information from our attendees. And it's really pretty cool to see where everyone comes from. Of course, we get a lot of people from this region, local North Central Kansas, but we get people from Arkansas, Oklahoma. I've had someone from Texas, South Dakota, you name it, New York. People come from all over for this. So it's really kind of neat to see that.
That's exceptional. Now, you mentioned the donations that you can give on these tickets. And maybe it's important to note, this is a nonprofit organization.
Correct,
so nobody's
correct.
Making money on this. It's not a money-making kind of venture.
You're correct. So each year, we have to start fresh. So our fundraising efforts start now for next year's event. And then we also do smaller events throughout the year, most of which are totally free. And so it just kind of aligns with our mission into being able to, create some sustainable economic impact in this part of the region of the state of Kansas, and then hosting regular music events and promoting just local bluegrass artists and upcoming music events. We really like to just make sure that all that money goes toward putting on future events. So, yes, as soon as festival is over in a couple of weeks, we start just right off the go for next year's events. And any money that we make during this festival will go toward next year and future events.
And I imagine it's a pretty large group of volunteers that are helping put this together
too,
right?
Yes. Yeah. So I am the executive director, and we have a board of 9, including myself, individuals who help to organize and run. And we have anyone from our grant writer to our talent buyer to someone who helps kind of just organize fundraising. We have a lot of people. Our PR, my vice president, he actually has his own business doing PR. So you'll see some really fabulous videos on our website as well as our Facebook page if you head over there, and photographs. He does a fabulous job. But yes, so in order to put the event on, we do need volunteers. I believe we have a few spots left for volunteering, specifically in those evening shifts when we have the music actually going on. Just people to kind of stand in the crowd and make sure things are going well. Picking up trash, answering questions. It's a really easy job. So if you pop onto our website, you'll see Lend a Hand is one of the tabs at the top, and you can sign up to assist. I think right now we have around 40 to 50 volunteers to help us out, and we give them free breakfast every morning, kind of a fun family type event there, and some other free perks like camping for free in our primitive camping areas.
That's awesome. And it looks like, and I'm kind of scrolling through the pictures here, it is looks like a very diverse group of volunteers.
Correct.
As well.
Yes. Yes. We have people of all ages, all different cultures, and it is super fun. Like, we just really have this really great vibe and family feel. So we love people who want to come out and lend a hand and join our Lovegrass crew. It takes an army to put something on like this, especially for a setup and teardown. So if you happen to be around next Wednesday or in 2 weeks, Wednesday or Thursday, you happen to be at the lake, stop on over and we'll help let you do some manual labor for us. But it does take a lot, but it's all worth it in the long run. It's such fun, and we really appreciate those that lend a hand to us.
Yeah. What about merchandise? You guys got t-shirts and stuff available?
We do. We actually work with Redeem Designs here in Hayes, and Nate and his staff have done a fabulous job for us the last 2 years to provide some really fabulous merchandise. I'm actually wearing one of my shirts that I got on our pre-order. So we do like a pre-order store a couple months ahead of time. That gives us a good idea as to what people are really wanting to purchase. So I went ahead and hopefully today, I think they're in production, our merchandise that we will have on site. So we'll have a couple different options for t-shirts, ladies tank tops, some 3/4 baseball tees, hats were very popular this year. And then we also have little items like magnets and stickers and koozies and you name it, some swag bags, also some really cool flags this year that we did. So anything from like, $2 to $30, I believe. So something for everyone. We're also doing a raffle this year. We're doing it a little differently. When we came and spoke with you in April, we did a big raffle out at Defiance, and that's typically what we did at our festival. However, this year we've changed that to do that raffle of prizes at our spring fundraiser, which we hope to do again here in April. But this year at the festival, instead of doing that type of fundraiser, we're going to just do a 50-50 raffle. So if you want to come out, bring some cash, you have a chance to win half of the pot, and the other half goes to Lovegrass Music Festival. So that's what we're going to be doing.
Excellent. Another good way to support the organization and the mission. And this is just going to be such a cool event. Again, that's coming up August 10th through 12th out at Wilson State Park. Any other last thoughts before we go?
No, just check our website and our Facebook page. We are continuously updating, especially these last 2 weeks, with information if you plan to come out. I know a lot of people are still looking for campsites, and State Park is reserved fully. Our campgrounds that we have are primitive. They will fill up. So if you plan to camp with us, there's details online about that, but it will fill up soon. So the sooner you can get out, the better. And we'll kick it off next Thursday about 6 p.m. Campgrounds open at noon. And so all the details, schedule, everything you need to know is on our website, lovegrassmusicfestival.com, Facebook, Instagram as well. Lots of great information. And I want to thank you for letting me come and talk about our festival again.
Yeah, always happy to have you. And this is going to be a good one. And I promised, you know, before we went on air, this is going to be the year I actually make it out there. It's awesome. Just so hard to find the time.
It looks to be better. The weather looks better than it does right now. So this is how hot it was last year. It was about 105. Mm-hmm. People can stay cool. We usually make people hydrate, and the lake's right there, so it's a great way. We actually have a band on a boat, which I forgot to mention that, but yeah, Old Fangled, I feel bad, I forgot. They actually are playing on Saturday afternoon about 1:30 on a pontoon in the cove right below our festival ground, so people just float around and listen, so it's a good way to beat the heat.